Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams joined President Obama's senior advisor on a media call Thursday to unveil the White House's new initiative aimed at disrupting the cycle of incarceration. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
More than 11 million people move through the country's local jails each year with low-level offenses, and only 5% are convicted and sent to prison. Valerie Jarrett is the senior advisor to President Barack Obama. She says local governments spend roughly $270 billion a year on criminal justice.
We've seen the extraordinary cost of running these systems, both in the toll it exacts on individuals, families, and communities, but also the cost to the American taxpayer.
The Data-Driven Justice Initiative works with nearly 70 communities across the country that have already begun using data-based strategies to curb jail stays and recidivism. The Obama administration is creating a toolkit based on the practices and policies communities like Salt Lake County are currently implementing. The kit will help other communities hasten their efforts to create similar programs. It includes links to federal resources and potential funding. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says there are people in jail who do not need to be there.
Let me start with people held before trial, before they've been convicted of any crime. If they're not a risk to my community and will return to court for hearings, there's no reason they should be held in jail.
McAdams says holding people in jail on minor violations is disruptive to communities and families.
For many people, it can mean the loss of a paycheck, a job, and sometimes even losing their housing.
The Salt Lake County Council approved Mayor McAdams' proposal late last year to keep collecting an expiring tax levy to pay for criminal justice reforms. The council also adopted two pay-for-success programs with the Road Home Shelter and First Step House to reduce recidivism. Whitney Evans, KUER News.